died on the cross, where the Savior took your place. By the cross you lead us to that home above. There we'll see Him face to face. On that tree of sorrow, Jesus died for all. Took upon Himself our draws. As I see Him there, I long to ever live in the shadow of the cross. Are you living in the shadow of the cross, where the Savior took your place? By the cross you lead us to that home above. There we'll see Him face to face. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. On the sea of life they toss. May we be alive and teach them how to live in the shadow of the cross. Are you living in the shadow of the cross, where the Savior took your place? By the cross you lead us to that home above. There we'll see Him face to face. I don't know how many times this week, because I work a night shift, it'd be 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, the melody of that song come to my heart. And I have to admit, minister to me. I appreciate you bringing that song.
Thank you.
Up out of the archives of spiritual hymns. And man, I'll tell you what, for whatever effort it takes to sing it, it's worth it. Amen.
I used to sing it all the time, and then when we come down here, I looked in the book, and there it was.
Yeah. I really enjoy that song. I mean, I'm telling you, that's the way songs used to be. They used to go home with you. And I tell you what, you'd have that melody in your heart. And like I did after that work, I'd be humming the melody and I couldn't even remember the words. Finally, I realized what it was. It was that song right there, In the Shadow of the Cross. Amen. I'm a little hoarse tonight, but I'd rather be a little hoarse for the Lord. And be a long-eared mule for the devils. I don't have no problem with being hoarse. Pray for me tonight. And we'll make it through it. Good to have Emily with us tonight. Good to have Charity with us here tonight. Good to have everybody that's here with us tonight. And we've been running low on young people. And the Lord's blessed. We had a house full this morning. Got two tonight. And that's a real blessing. All right, let's open our Bibles tonight to Mark, the Gospel of Mark. My daughter, she called me this afternoon, and she'd been reading her Bible today, and she read 22 chapters in the book of Matthew. And being her father, I tried to encourage her to read John instead of Matthew. And she said, "Dad, I want to read my Bible to where I can remember it to help people that I meet in life's journey." And I said, "Honey, by all means, do what you just said." I told her, I said, "The Bible says lay up for yourselves a good foundation." I said, "Every time you read the Bible, you're putting another brick in the foundation, the sure foundation of God." The Bible said the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are His. But we want to try to... I said Mark chapter 8. I'm sorry. Mark chapter 4. Made a mistake there. Mark chapter 4. It's mentioned also in Matthew chapter 8. I just read it wrong. But we're going to preach tonight about the storms of life. And I tried to find the words to that song. It says, "Give me shelter from the storms that come along my way." And there will be storms come along your way. And I'm glad there is shelter. There is a place of safety. Matter of fact, if you can just get to Jesus, you can find shelter, you can find safety, you can find salvation if you can just get to Jesus, amen. But we'll read these verses. I'm going to preach an expository message tonight. And what that means is you expound upon the verses. So what I'll do is I'll read one verse, and then I will go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll mention the other verses as we preach. But I'll be preaching on verses 35 through verses 41. And
before you get started,
I'm going to pray for my... Yes. Are you feeling bad, Charity?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that right now. You want to be anointed with oil, honey? Or let's just pray for you. All right. Y'all please help me pray for Charity. Father, Lord, nothing's too hard for You. Lord, You do all things well. We've got a precious soul here tonight. What a blessing it is to have Charity with us here tonight. And Lord, she don't feel good. And Lord, we know that, Lord, Your Word says You're touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Lord, we know, dear Father, that You're able even right now to speak concerning her, Lord, a word that, Lord, she'd feel better. And I do pray and call upon Your great mercies, Your compassions that fail not. I call upon You even right now through these lips of clay. From the depths of my heart, I call upon the mercies of God. And Lord, You'd reach down and touch Lord Charity tonight. Lord, help her, Father. Lord, she loves You. She's saved. She's one of Your children. And Lord, she wanted so much to come to church tonight. Lord, made great efforts to get here. We just pray, Father, You'd honor that and grant, Lord, that she might feel better. And we'll give You praise and glory and ask it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. God bless you, Charity. You see what she done right there? Is she done what she's supposed to do? You ain't supposed to sit there in denial and say, I feel all right when you don't feel all right. You ain't supposed to sit there and say, I'm all right when you lost. You're supposed to do just like what Chelsea did right there. She said, will y'all please pray for me? Charity, is that what I said? I'm sorry, honey. Yeah, I may have said that. I tried to get Charity out. Chelsea may have came out. I called Emily early, I think. I don't know. I ain't hitting on all cylinders today. This week's took its toll on me. I haven't worked that extra 10-hour day. I messed up my devotions and everything else. But y'all, take note tonight. Charity done what we're supposed to do. She said, I need prayer. Y'all pray for me. God bless you, Charity. What a blessing you are, honey. We'll read this one verse here. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. We'll pray for her again right here. Verse 35, and the same day when the eve was come, He said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. We'll stop right there. I want to preach today, or tonight, I'm sorry, on what to do in a storm. And please pray with me. I'll pray for Charity tonight. Father, we thank You, Lord, to be in the house of God tonight. We thank You, Father, for this great number that's here.
Yes.
And Lord, for that, Lord, we're so thankful. And Lord, Charity, Lord, she's not feeling well. And Lord, we put her in Your tender care. Ask, dear Father, Lord, You would visit her with healing in Your wings. Ask, Father, Lord, that You would minister to her hurt. And Lord, You're the Lord God that healeth us. Matter of fact, You told us to cast all our cares upon You because You care for us. You said, cast thy burden upon the Lord and He sustain you. And Lord, Charity, Lord, she's not feeling well. And we pray, Lord, in heaven's mercy, Lord, that You would help her, Father, tonight. Help her to get the feeling better. Lord, I pray, Lord, dear Father, she'd leave this service tonight shouting, saying, Lord, visited me and helped me in a mighty way. And we'll thank You and praise You and ask that thing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
What to do in the storm? And let me say this, storms will come. And they have many different shapes. They're not many different sizes. Sometimes they're big storms. Sometimes they're little storms. But I want you to know the storms will come. But Jesus here tells His disciples, He said, let us pass over to the other side. Well, that's what we're doing. We're in journey. We're sojourning down here. We're not to the other side yet. We're not to heaven yet. Matter of fact, we're in a journey just like Israel was. And it took them a little while to get to the promised land. And the Lord here in this statement right here, He's talking about another side. And one day, praise God, we'll get to the other side, glory to God. And when we get to the other side, there won't be no worry about the weather. Won't be no worry about the storms. Glory to God, it'll be peace forevermore and joy unspeakable forevermore. Charity, I hope you ain't got a headache, honey. I'll try my best not to yell and scream. But verse 36 says, and when they sent the multitude away, they took Him, talking about Jesus, they took Him as He was in the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. And let me say this, it's good to take Jesus just as He is. Amen. I mean, I'll be honest with you, you'll not find no fault in Him. There's people who want to find fault in Him. But praise God, Brother Melvin, ain't nothing to find. I'm not even worried about Him finding fault in Him. Hallelujah. Man, you talking about a perfect Savior. He come down here, lived a perfect life, gave Himself a perfect ransom, died a perfect death, got up with a perfect resurrection, and the world can only say, glory to God. Oh, what a Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, never a man spake like that man. He went about doing good. He lived down here 33 and a half years and showed us it could be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, there's so much to learn about Jesus. I was telling my daughter this afternoon, I said, the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 11, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. There's so much to learn about Jesus. Man, oh man, I wish I could be more like Him. John said, I must decrease. He must increase. Paul said, for me to live is Christ. I mean, Betty, you want to see a good example? Just be like Him. But they took Him, glory to God, even as He was. Hallelujah. Listen, as you're going, Emily, take Jesus with you, honey. Don't be ashamed of Him. Charity, as you go, honey, take Jesus with you. Take Him even as He is. Man, there ain't nothing no better to take with you, honey. I can't think of one better to have alongside. But they took Him in the journey, Gala. And they took Him even as He was. Amen. The Bible said when we look upon Him, there's no beauty that we should behold, but His beauty was a within beauty. It wasn't like He looked like Charlton Heston or Clark Gable, nothing like that. He had an inward beauty. Man, I tell you what, He had the kind of beauty that was the beauty of His soul. I mean, He loved sinners. Amen. Of a truth, Paul said, Christ Jesus, Sister Molly, came to this world to save sinners. He saved this old sinner, glory to God. And He'll save any sinner that'll let Him. I'm telling you right now, buddy, salvation's of the Lord. But they took Jesus in the journey. And I like the way they worded that. They said they took Him even as He was in the ship. I like that wording. And there were also with Him other little ships. And I'll tell you what, I want to bring somebody with me when I go to heaven. And I'll tell you right now, if I can't win the older, I'll win the younger. Amen. I put forth some effort tonight to get Emily here tonight. And I put forth some effort to get Charity here. Now, how'd you do it, Brother Eddie? I flipped that phone up and said, call me. And Emily did call me. And I called Anthony. He said, Charity's wanting to go. And I said, call him and tell him, Brother Eddie said, drop her off. I'll get her home. Amen. But I'll tell you what, we put forth some effort. We can bring other little ships with us. Amen. But right in the middle of all of this journey, they're going to the other side, Brother Melvin. Verse 37 said, there arose a great storm. Not a little storm. I said a great storm of wind and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Now I'm going to tell you something about ships. I've been a fisherman all my life. They do pretty good if you keep the water out of the ship. But I remember launching my daddy's boat one time, Emily. And I forgot to put a plug back here in the back. We were fishing a pretty good while and the boat got to sitting down a little bit. And I looked and there was water in the boat. So much water in the boat that I'll tell you right now, we was in danger of sinking. And it was in the winter time. You know what I did? I shook out of my clothes and I went for the plug. And I went down about right here in the water, icy cold water, and got that plug in that boat. And we ran the bilge pump the rest of the day. And we finally got the water out. We were able to save the boat. But if water gets in the ship don't float. And he said, it's now full, Gala. You know why it didn't sink?
had Jesus on board. You can take a boat full of water. If you got Jesus on board, you still got a chance of making it. Amen. The boats do pretty good as long as you keep the water out. I mentioned about the Titanic this morning, about it sunk on its maiden voyage. You wasn't here this morning, and Charity wasn't here this morning, but you know why the Titanic sunk back in 1912? It sunk because some fool said God Himself couldn't sink this vessel. That's all it took. God showed Himself that He's big enough to make that man a liar. Amen. I tell you what, it's not really smart to charge God foolishly like that man did and say not even God could sink this ship and the Titanic, as magnificent, as majestic as it was to look upon it, and in the eyes of men, it looked unsinkable. In the eyes of God, He said, I will sink it just to show you that I can. It was a terrible mistake. The boats don't need water in them. And He said it was now full. And the reason it's full is because the waves and the wind are beating against the ship. And these are sailors. These are seasoned sailors. They know what they're doing. But I want you to know they've done everything they know to do, and they've not been able to prevail. Now, what they've done is what you and I do. We try somehow, Molly, to make it without calling upon God. Somehow we've got in our mind that somebody wrote a song, and the song said, I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. I think it was a Charles something in the Revivers or something, Charles Johnson Revivers or something, wrote a song that said, I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. But we don't really think like that all the time. We think sometimes that we don't need the help of God. We think sometimes that we can make it on our own. And if we need God, then we'll call upon Him. Well, I'll just tell you this week, your pastor, I went over at Bethel Baptist Church Tuesday morning with purposed heart. I went over to pray. And my prayer was, Lord, You said to call upon You and prove You and to see if You wouldn't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that the room could not contain. I said, Father, I need You to crack the window just a little bit. Amen. You might not do that, but I'll tell you right now, when you get down to where I'm at, you will. I mean, I went to the bank and asked them if I could borrow $10,000, and they laughed at me. And act like I was a fool. And I knew the bank president personally. I went to him and he was going to consent to loan me the money. But the tellers told him otherwise. They said he done been to us and he got cold feet anyway. I'm telling you right now, buddy, the world doesn't really care for anything but their own. But God does care about His young. And so I just want you to know, when you get in a storm, there's one thing to do. That's wake Jesus up, amen. That's what they did when the boat became full. And listen, your boat will become full. The storms will come. The winds will blow. The waves will roar. And when they did, you look here. They went and woke Jesus up. Verse 38 said, you might not do this, but I believe in doing this. Said that He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him and say unto Him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? I know that, you know, you think I don't need to bother the Lord. He wants you to. I know you think I don't need to wake Him up. He wants you to. As a matter of fact, He's waiting. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble, Jeremiah 33:3, and I'll show you great mighty things that you know not. When you read verses in the Bible that says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And Psalm chapter 55, verse 22. It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He'll sustain thee. I want you to know He wants you to wake Him up. It's kind of funny when Elijah was withstanding 450 prophets of the groves and 400 prophets of Baal, that he said, cry aloud for maybe peradventure. He said, he's asleep and needs to be awake. That's kind of funny. I thought about that in lieu of this incident here in the Bible here when these disciples had to go wake Jesus up. But you know what? They couldn't wake Baal up. You know why they couldn't wake Baal up? Because he wasn't no God. sometimes better situations show you you're not trusting in the living God. You're trusting in some false God. And no matter what you do, they can't help you, amen. But I want you to know that Jesus can help you, amen. I was watching a little bit of the news this afternoon. Down there at that little thing down at the bottom, I looked down there and there were so many Hindus over in India. And I can't remember the number, don't hold it against me. But they're having this holy day. It lasts for something like 55 days, but it's a holy event. And a bunch of them got trampled underfoot by animals and they died. Now, for those of you that don't know, I'll properly inform you that a Hindu, they believe in reincarnation. That's why they don't eat no cows and pigs. They save them all for me and you. We'll eat them, not even blink an eye. But they don't eat anything like that because they believe in reincarnation. They believe it's uncle or grandpa or grandma or aunt, whatever. And they don't. But as they're worshiping all of these four-footed creatures, all of a sudden now their God, their Hindu God, and he's got many different facets because of reincarnation. They got, I think, about 50 some of them trampled underfoot. 55, I believe, got trampled underfoot and died. Their God couldn't help them. This is not old time. This just happened. So I'm telling you, it's good to have the living God that you can call upon Him and He's got an ear to hear. He's got a heart of love. I don't know about these young ladies here. They probably not had any true crisis yet. But when you do have a crisis, don't forget that Jesus, He said He's not very far from any one of us. As a matter of fact, He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So you got a friend in Jesus. Amen. John Lennon wrote a song, and some of these young people probably know it. He wrote a song, said, I'd really like to know you, Lord, but it takes so long. See, he's a Hindu. And Gayla, he believes he's got to be reincarnated about 400 times before he can meet the Lord. That's why he says, I'd really like to meet you, but it takes so long. He's a Hindu. He believes in reincarnation, Molly. Y'all heard the song. I'd really like to know you, Lord, but it takes so long. I can't sing, but anyway, I don't want to sing that song anyway. And I'll tell you right now, he made $1 million singing it. But they had enough sense, Molly. They went back there to wake up Jesus. They said, don't you care that we're perishing down here? Yes, He cares. Yes, He does. Nobody else may not, but Jesus does. And listen, when the storms do come, wake up Jesus. That picture's prayer. That means it's time to get down and call upon Him that's rich in mercy. Lord, call upon Him and say, hey, don't you care? I will have some problems down there. We're struggling down there. I'm sick. I'm having surgery. Amen. Boy, it's quiet here tonight. Oh, me. I'm glad, praise God, I got a God I can call upon that can help. Amen. The psalmist said, I'll look to the hills which cometh my help. He went on to say, my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm glad I know what direction to look in. I'm glad I know who to call upon. I'm glad, praise God, that His ears are heavy. And glory to God, He's not very far from me when I need Him. Amen. Amen. Jesus, He arose. Bible said, He arose, verse 39, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. There was a great calm. The day I got saved, that's the best description I can relate to that day. I got saved April 27, 1988. And there was such a storm in my soul. The Bible said, there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. It says it twice. And that's where I was. I had no peace. But oh, what peace He gave me that day that I did ask Him to be my Savior. I hadn't been saved very long, and I was driving home from work one day, and I thought I had every reason in the world to complain. Man, it hadn't been a perfect day, and just because you're saved don't mean you're going to see good days. It don't mean you're going to have perfect days. And I got whooped, to say the least, not physically, but just kind of mentally and physically at work, just not really able to achieve much. Driving home, Emily, I crossed the railroad tracks listening to Christian radio. And by the way, I don't listen to anything but Christian radio. That's the reason I don't bump, jump, twist all the time. I'm just calm. Well, I remember driving home that day and there was a woman on the radio. Brother Melvin, she was calling in. And I just happened to be listening. And she said, I'm a millionaire several times over. I'm working on my second million, Molly. I'll give up on the first one. She said, I'm a millionaire several times over. And she said, I'd give every penny of it right now for just one night's peace. And Gail, I realized then just how rich I was.
Amen.
I mean, here I was driving home.
Yeah.
Man, it just seemed like, I couldn't get no ground that day. I just kept losing ground. Man, I went home like a whipped dog, thinking, man, I can't wait to get home, cry to my wife, say, I've had such a bad day. But I heard that woman, Sister Margaret, and I realized just how rich I was. And all of a sudden, buddy, I rose up just at the statement she made. And I realized, buddy, I ain't a millionaire, but boy, I've got peace that passes all understanding. Man, oh man, oh man. The Bible said He giveth him, not one member of this in him, perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him. God's got perfect peace for us. Perfect peace. It's wonderful to have perfect peace. Hallelujah. You can't go to Walmart, by the way, and buy peace. You can't go to a neighbor and borrow peace. There's only one way to get peace. You've got to go to Jesus. He's got oceans full of it. But He gives us peace. He said, peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Their peace is a short-lived, false, empty peace. Man, when the Lord gives you peace, Molly, it's a deep, settled peace. Glory to God, it'll make it through the storm. Amen. I don't mind the storms as long as I've got peace in the storm. Amen. But oh me, when He got up, buddy, and rebuked that wind and rebuked that sea, there was a great calm. Boy, amen, when He says, peace, be still, that's all that was needed. Amen. I'm glad you don't have to go no further than Jesus to find help in the storm. That day I got saved. Amen. I mean, the storm was beating down upon me and the devil, buddy, he was wearing me out. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Somebody told me You love me. Somebody told me if I'd ask You, You'd forgive me and save me my sins. I said, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking You to save me. And the Lord said, peace to my soul. Let me say this, it was an instant peace. It was a peace like an anchor to my soul, both sure and steadfast, even to this day. And I ain't been able to shake it. It's just solid peace. Man, I've had a lot of crisis in life. I've told most of them up here. But I remember one time I thought I was going to die. And I felt like, that I was getting ready to leave this world as we know it. And I started quoting Psalms chapter 23. I don't know what you do when you die, but I'll tell you what I did. I just started quoting Psalm chapter 23. I was convinced I was fixing to die. Whether I was or whether I wasn't, doesn't really make any difference. I just want you to know I thought I was dying, and I said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Boy, there's such peace in that. I mean, boy, the waters of my soul, I guess you could say, were troubled. There was a young lady standing there beside my bed, a young nurse. And I said, young lady, I said, have you ever seen a Christian die? And she was shaking like a leaf in autumn wind. I thought, man, she's going to need help here in a minute. She said, no. I said, don't leave my bedside. I said, I want you to see that Jesus makes a difference in a storm. Sometimes you can't do anything about it. Somebody come over not too long ago and sung Brother Melvin a song, Ride Out Your Storm. Sometimes you got to But sometimes when you're right in the middle of your storm, you cry out, Jesus, don't you care? We're perishing. You'll find out, buddy, He's an on-time God, an on-hand God. You'll find out, praise God, He can arise, He can rebuke, and He can, amen, cause the wind and the waves to cease their raging. Verse 40, glory to God. He said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? That's kind of a gentle rebuke. He said, boys, I was with you all the time. I was on board. Amen. Why was you so afraid? Margaret, I have to admit, there are times I do get a little bit afraid. But when I really think about it, I've got Jesus on board. There ain't really no reason to fret. No really reason to worry. You young ladies, you're young. There's a verse in the Bible, Psalm chapter 56, verse number 3. There will be times, honey, you will be afraid. There will be things that will happen. They'll be fearful. But that verse says, Emily, what time I'm afraid, I'll trust in Thee. That's all I know to do. Just trust in Jesus. Things that don't make no sense. Things that the doctors don't have the cure for. Things that they say, I've done all I know to do. Say, I need to get to Jesus. I need to talk to Him. He's got what I need. Amen. There will be storms in life. I tried to find that song, and I couldn't find it. But that song says, give me shelter from the storms that come along my way. Let Thy sweet protection then be mine, forever mine. Underneath Thy loving arms, Lord, keep me safe each day. Hide me safely in Thy love divine. Let me say this, He does give shelter from the storms. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, we've not just got a refuge, but the Bible said in Psalm chapter 46 that He's our refuge, our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Psalms 46 verse 1. But Jesus here, boy, He said, I was on board, fellas. Why were you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Listen, you can have Jesus on board and not realize you're fully covered. I had a woman knock on my door on a Monday morning. I'm going to take a couple minutes here. I'm looking back there. It looks like I'm running kind of early tonight. I had a woman knock on my door on a Monday morning, Molly. We'd had one of them jump the pew services. I mean, Brother Bobby is one of them heavenly visitations. And I'm about as spiritual as anybody is, and I act like a fool. Let me just pull back a veneer. My pastor, oh, I better not say this. Anyway, I love him. Huh. Or two, but I ain't going to. I'm going to put that on the back burner. Okay, we have one of them jump the pew services. I come on about three sheets in the Holy Ghost. Man, my wife and I, we pulled up there in the driveway, and the kids is young, and we packed them into the house, put them to bed, and I told my wife, I said, honey, I said, if you want to, you go on to bed. I'm going to stay up tonight. I'm going to spend some time with the Lord. At that time, we had three bedrooms upstairs and three bedrooms downstairs. We had more house than we needed. And I went upstairs, one of those three bedrooms. My wife, having sense, went to bed. But I stayed up all night long, Molly. And I'm up there, my Bible laying right there in front of me. And I put my chin right there in my hand and my elbows on that bed. And I sit there all night long meditating upon those precepts. Man, nuggets, treasures. Whew. Time was getting the best of me. It was early in the morning. Man, I tell you what, buddy, I went over and opened up that one in that upper bedroom there, and I looked at that one and I said, Lord, Your Word says the heavens declare the glory of God. And it was kind of early in the morning, Brother Bobby, and the sky was all lit up, and I looked up there at all them stars, and the moon looked like jewels and black satin there, you know. And I said, Lord, Your glory sure is showing really good tonight. And I started praying right there in that window, Molly, and fell asleep. And the birds started singing that morning, woke me up, and I went back to reading my Bible, Gayla. How about that time I heard downstairs? I said, I am not coming down. Margaret, I felt like, but I done had one of them upper room experiences. I wasn't going to come down. Because my wife's going to answer that door, somebody else, not me. Dick, I heard a... Still, I ain't going down. And it kept on and on, kind of like a phone rang and wouldn't nobody answer it. So I finally said, Lord, I'll be right back. I went down and opened up that door, and there's a woman standing outside my house. And she is a very grandmotherly type, petite woman, very well dressed, very well kept, you know. And I opened that door and she said, sir, here's why I'm saying all this. She said, sir, she said, I'm selling cancer insurance. Would you be interested in any? Now remember, Brother Bobby, I'm three sheets in the Holy Ghost. I said, no, ma'am. I said, I'm covered by the blood and it covers everything. And I'd like to have a snapshot of her picture right there, Brother Hired. Because, I mean, her face said everything without saying anything. I mean, I saw right there that she thought, I've heard it all now, you know. But, you know, she's a salesman now. You got to be witty to sell things. It don't just happen. You got to be pretty witty. She said, sir, I perceive you're a Christian. I said, yes, ma'am. And she extended that right hand of fellowship. Now, I just read in the Bible, if any man extends the hand of fellowship to receive them. So I shook her hand, Emily. And I, you know, she's at my doorstep. She's outside. I'm shaking her hand. I want to have a little hospitality. I said, I'll tell you her first name. That's all I'll tell you. Her name was Sharon. And I said, Sharon, would you like to come in and have a glass of iced tea? She said, I'd love to. That's a terrible mistake. I have learned a few things in life. I invited Sharon in my house. My wife's in bed. My babies is in bed. She come in my house. I fixed her a glass of tea. Remember, Brother Bobby, I'm three sheets in the Holy Ghost. And I went over and I said, Sharon, the Bible says if you so much as give a glass of cold water in Jesus' name, you'll receive a reward. I said, I give this glass of tea to you in the name of Jesus Christ. It changed everything. Gayla, what I'm about to tell you, you ain't going to believe, but I'm going to tell you anyway. She could not drink that because I offered it to her in the name of Jesus. We had just burned a Ouija board on a Saturday night. Don't tell me there ain't no devils. Don't tell me there ain't no stuff like this right here. We just burnt a Ouija board on a Saturday night, and here it is a Monday morning, and the devil showed up at my house, and I didn't even know it. I mentioned this morning about the Bible said, believe not every spirit that confesses Christ, but try the spirits, whether they are God or not, for many antichrists are gone to the world. When I open that glass of tea to Sharon, and I'm telling her right now in Jesus' name, she couldn't drink it. And I watched her, Brother Melvin. She tried. She was fighting that thing for all she could. She put both hands on it. And no matter what she did, she could not drink it, Hired. She couldn't pull it. She's spilling tea everywhere. She set that glass of tea down on the end of that countertop. And she went over and fell down by our kitchen sink on the countertop. And she started a howling and a growling. You know this big thing now about werewolves and zombies and vampires. They're real. She's over here in my house. My babies is in bed. My wife's asleep. And here Sharon is, says she's a Christian, and she's over. Ah, ah. And I'm sitting there thinking, what do I do now? I don't remember reading about this. And I'm sitting there thinking, I need to do something because there's something about this ain't right. So with her growling and howling in my house, I went over to Margaret and real gently tapped her on the shoulder and I said, are you all right? And she come up off of that counter and flung up on me. And I looked in her eyes and I'll be honest with you for a moment there. I said, I'm a dead man. Her eyes didn't look like you're in my eyes. Let me give you an idea. Here's the counter. Here's the kitchen sink. Here's where I am when she leaps up and I'm in a corner and ain't nowhere to go and she's fixing to take my head off. You don't believe it? You read your Bible in the book of Acts about seven sons of one Ziva that took it upon themselves to cast a demon out of a man. And that demon said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, who are you? And they left that house wounded and naked. Seven men against one man. And I'm one man against a woman. And she didn't want a glass of tea in Jesus' name. But I will tell you this. The Lord drew a line. And she didn't allow, He did not allow her to come down upon me, cringing down like this right here. And I knew I was fixing to lose my life, my head, and everything right there by the hands of this woman. The Lord drew a line in me. And as much as she wanted to lay hands on me, He didn't give her permission, Gayla. She turned and ran out of my house, snarling and growling. Now, I mean, I'm sitting there like, whew. Man, I've seen strange things. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not trying to be theatrical here. I'm just telling you, I was there. I've seen this with my own eyes. She went out of my house, snarling and growling, come back in my house, snarling and growling, went back out, and I'm sitting there thinking, what am I supposed to do here? That went on quite a while. About this time, about 10 times of her going in and out of our house, snarling and growling, my wife come walking down the hall, rubbing her eyes, and here comes Sharon. Wow! I can't even do like she did. My wife said, what's going on? I said, I don't know, honey, but I'm fixing to find out. I still didn't have this all like I do right now. I mean, I know a little bit more about it now, but at the time, it was kind of like watching the Bible. When you ain't got the last chapter read. But she came in my house the next time, and I said, Sharon, I want to talk to you. Come here a minute. So help me God, she stopped right there and her trash come straight to me. I pulled the chair out. She sat down, I scooted up her table, and I sat down right beside her, Charity, because I cared about her. My wife being a whole lot smarter than me, Brother Howard, she sat the other end of the table. I wished I had that kind of sense. I remember talking to Sharon. I said, Sharon, are you sure you're saved? Brother Melvin, she started to talk to me, and she grabbed her throat and looked real funny, like, why can't I talk? And with her hand on her throat, she nodded her head like it's right here. My wife, she said, honey, where you go to church at? And again, this woman tried to talk, grabbed her throat. She pointed at the flyers on the table. I don't know what that meant. I don't know. But I decided I was going to try it in spirits, Brother Bobby. And I said, Sharon, I said, are you sure you're saved by the blood of Jesus? See, the Bible said, whosoever confesses Christ in the flesh is of God, and whosoever confesses not Christ in the flesh, not of God. And I said, Sharon, are you sure you're saved by the blood of Jesus? When I said that, Sister Margaret, this petite grandmother type woman screamed like a panther, pulled her dress up over top of her head, kicked the chair back. All this happened just like this. Went out of our house. And I sat there, my wife went through the house weeping, anointed with oil, saying, Lord, cleanse our home. We've been visited by an unclean spirit. I went back there in my prayer closet and I knelt down and I said, dear Lord, that woman needed help. And I really care about her. I wish you'd help her. Sometimes, buddy, the storm comes to your house. I wish I had time to go a little further in this message tonight. I remember one time the storm did come to our house, but I won't tell that tonight. But I will tell you this, glory to God, it's good to have Jesus on board when the storms do come. And He said, why were you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? They were made to realize that He was all they needed to make it through any storm. And if the world could just realize that Jesus is all they needed, we'd quit wasting money on global warming, space exploration, and alternative for fuels and fools and everything else. But there will be no calm to the lost soul until they receive Him into their ship. Isaiah 48 verse 22 says, there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Repeated also again, Isaiah 57, 21. And I'll tell you right now, if you're sailing without Jesus, you're a fool. I'll tell you right now, if you're sailing without Jesus, there's not just a storm. I want you to know, buddy, there's a storm wanting to devour you. Satan down here, buddy, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, walking about like a roaring lion. Only a fool would set sail without Jesus, Brother Melvin. You're out there on the sea. You realize just how vulnerable you are. I went 40 miles one time out in the ocean. You go 40 miles out there in the ocean, there ain't no land visible. And the boat sits there and goes up and down the whole time you're out there. It never stops. That didn't bother me so much as thinking about, at that time I was a lost man. What if something happens to this boat? As long as I was in the boat, I wouldn't worry, Brother Howard. But if that motor had started smoking, or if that boat had started taking on water, I'm sitting there thinking, we're 40 miles out. Man, I'm looking down in the water and there's sharks running everywhere and all kind of big fish, not just sharks, big old fish swimming around. Looked like we was looking into a fish aquarium. But I'll tell you one thing. Don't go without Jesus. Have the Lord in His ship. Have Him on board, because the storms without fail will come. You won't make it through the storm without Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you right now, glory to God, you look at Hurricane Sandy hit up there in New York, 4 foot of snow, also up there now. It really pays to know the Lord. It really pays to live for Jesus. Listen, if you're here tonight, maybe you've been going through some storm. Me and Brother Melvin went out and done a little visiting today. And we did visit some people that's been having some storms. I want you to know there's only one way to go through a storm, and that's with Jesus. You won't fare too well without Him. He's the one that'll tell you which direction to go in. He's the one that told them which side of the boat to cast the net in. He said, you'll find. And they said, at thy word, we will. And they let down the net, and they couldn't even pull the fish in for the multitudes. The net break. But I'll tell you right now, that's just Him. Man, He does all things well. There's a world out there, buddy. They're in a whirlwind. They're in storms right now. They're trying to somehow drink them and drown them and somehow through drugs to dim them. Somehow to deny the fact that the thing they need is Jesus. And they're going to one day die like a fool. They're going to one day die a bitter death because they tried to go through the storms of life, Molly, without Jesus. It's smooth sailing with the Lord on board. Father, we thank You for the message tonight. I don't know how it went to these people. I know how it went with me. I'm so glad to have You on board. I'm so glad to know that my ship won't sink. I'm so glad to know that all I've got to do is call upon You in the day of trouble. But I pray, dear Father, tonight, not knowing, but Lord, You know, the needs that are here tonight. If there's someone tonight that's having a storm, someone tonight having problems, I know a little Charity tonight's not feeling well. I just pray, dear Father, Lord, that You would minister to those needs. And if they need to come up here at this altar, Lord, I pray they will, and I'll get down and pray with them. And may You be honored. And may You be glorified, I pray. And may Your will be, Lord, manifested here tonight. If there's one here tonight lost, I pray more than anything that they'd get saved. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I ask everybody to stand, please.
164.
Tonight, that message may not seem like much to you, but the storm will come and then it'll be important to you.
Are you trusting in His grace this earth? Are you worthy in the blood of the Lamb? Are you worthy in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, thank You for sharing. Father, I love her so much. I pray, dear Father, Lord, that You'll help her, Lord. She's not feeling well. Lord, just pray, Lord, dear Father. Lord, You would mightily visit her. Lord, with mercy, Lord, I pray that You touch her and heal her. Help her to get well. We're so thankful to have her, Lord, in here tonight. Lord, what a blessing. Lord, we have with us tonight, Father. We just pray, Lord, dear Father, for these young people, Father. Lord, we want to help them. We want to be there for them. We want to do all we can, Lord, to help them. I pray, Lord, You'd bless them. I pray, Lord, You'd help them. Lord, may they trust You with their most innermost fear, innermost secret. May they cast it upon You. Lord, may You show them, Lord, how You're able to help them. Bless You. Bless You, His Father. Bless Him, Lord, I pray. Make them, Lord, jewels for Your crown. Make them ornaments of praise, that the world may take note and they've been with You. Bless their families, Lord. All that they have, I pray You'll count it precious in His sight. Put a hedge about them. For we know that the world, Lord, wants to come against them, wants to overthrow their joy, wants to leave them crying and hurting. And I pray, Lord, You'd rebuke the word. And I pray, Lord, You'd help them, protect them.
Lord, keep them as apple of your eye. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's so gracious. So gracious. Bless these two tender hearts. Thank you. Praise God. Bless those two tender hearts. Take a look here tonight. Thank you. Oh boy. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, what a blessed sight. Amen. Amen. Boy, I like to see that right there.
Amen.
I like to see the people hugging one another.
Yes.
Confirming their love to one another. I like to see that. I know the world, they want you to bully one another and belittle one another and things like that, but I like to see what I just saw here tonight.
Yes.
I like to see that. Maybe somebody's got a word on your heart tonight. Man, I'm telling you, this is what I call a heavenly visitation. I don't see it much like this, but I like to see it. Bless you, Sister Gail. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for these two young ladies tonight. What a blessing it's been to have them with us here tonight. They've showed us things here tonight. And I tell you what, these kind of things I'm interested in right here.
Yeah.
I like to see what I'm seeing tonight.
Yeah.
Sure enough. You pray for Emily and for Charity. And I'll tell you what. Two is better than one, the Bible says, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. Take the Lord and put Him in the midst of your friendship,
amen,
in the midst of your love one for another, and you'll find out you'll have a greater love and a greater friendship. I just praise God to see Emily and Charity up here doing what we're supposed to do as brothers and sisters in the Lord, hugging one another, and confirming their love one to another. Maybe somebody else got a word in your heart tonight. I certainly want to be careful right here.
I love the Lord tonight. Doesn't matter what the problem is, big or small, He's there to help.
That's right.
And He's the one to call upon.
Amen, Sister Molly.
I love
you
tonight.
God bless you. These young ladies up there wiping tears. Man, I believe they've been wanting to do this for a long time. And I certainly, they can take as long as they want, but I'll tell you right now, I'd like to see more of this.
Amen.
Sure would.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in life I can't explain. There's one thing I don't want to explain. What you see right here is real.
Amen.
Man, oh man. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. God bless you, Charity and Emily. Y'all more than welcome. Take as long as you want. It's the Lord's time. We're not on any. Margaret said, take the clock down. Take a hand off of it. And you don't want them getting in a hurry when they're doing surgery on you. You want them to take however much time they need. Amen. Yeah. Are we done tonight?
Friendship's worth more than anything else.
Bless you, brother. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good to
see you. Back there and two young ladies just smiling. Mm-hmm. I praise God for that. I really do. Mm-hmm. Amen. We've got enough problems in the world. We certainly don't need no more. Amen. Well, old Brother Eddie, I want you to know I love you. I thank God for you. I prayed for you. Called your name out to God all week. Remember me this week. I've got some serious challenges this week. Please remember me this week. I asked Brother Anthony if they wouldn't care to remember me this week. The Lord, He knows every bit about what I'm telling you about, but remember me. We've got some some issues we're going to have to deal with this week. Man, I ain't paid my property taxes. I ain't made my house payment. They're calling and squalling. I said, well, I'll get back with you. And I just remember us this week, we're in dire need of prayer. Anybody else got anything on your heart tonight? If not, let's all stand. We'll be dismissed. Brother Mavin, you carry dismissing word of prayer. Thank you.